This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Everybody's doing it.
Welcome to another Tuesday evening of The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we delve into the dating game and discuss all things about being single, fabulous, and dating in the world we live in. I'm Michelle Declercq, and I have my partners in crime, John Wintle.
Hello.
And the regular ringing, Tanya.
G'day.
Oh, Tanya.
Where's your energy?
So blokey. I'm trying to be different.
So blokey.
Well, there's definitely something a bit different about that, I've got to say, Tanya.
What are you trying to say, John?
You need some energy.
Tanya, pep it up.
I'm just drained after hitting the hitting the spots with John.
Oh, well, we'll hear more about that in a moment. So tonight, everyone, we're going to be talking about Tanya's attempts at overcoming shyness, among all things. That'll probably take up the whole show.
Not as much as John's attempts at overcoming shyness.
Oh, can't wait to hear. Because we're going to hear about the challenges that we set you last week. And we're also going to have a little bit of a discussion about how soon is too soon to be exclusive. That was a little message we received on Facebook, so we'll be discussing that a bit later.
Controversial.
I know, it always is. So, as always, people, if you'd like to send in a message to us while we're on air, feel free to do so via SMS on 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au. Or
Facebook, of course, and that can be found by going to joy.org.au/singlelife and just clicking the Like Us on Facebook link.
So, friends, let's talk about the week that was. Tanya, I know we set you a few challenges.
Yeah.
One of them was we were going to take you to a work function.
John and
I were going to.
That went well. I didn't actually go. I was there live via phone.
We did the phone conference call in.
Yeah, there was a bit of an abort.
We didn't think it was worth you wasting your time.
Yes, thanks for that.
Sorry. So John and I were quite excited to, we ventured down to a little work function that was happening. We were going to set you up.
But unfortunately, it was a bit of a
Wall-to-wall sausage.
Sausage factory.
Yeah.
I had a great time, though, sitting by that food platter that was there and hoeing that down.
Yeah. So instead of actually trying to find me a date, Michelle just ate all the food.
Well, there was only, literally, there was about three women in that room. And we just thought there was no point you coming down.
And one of them was Michelle.
Yeah. So there was no point. Even though we do need to have a date together, which I said the other week, that was not going to be it.
Michelle's avoiding the date.
Oh, yeah, you should just do it, MDK.
Well, that night I had a date with the meat platter that was there, the small goods platter.
Yes.
I'm all about the small goods. Okay, well, that was a fail, clearly. So then we fast forward to, we thought we'd, you know, take two. So you had a little event.
Yeah, we went down to St Kilda for a new gay night and well, John was my wingman, so.
I was busy that that evening.
Yeah, so and now he's, you know, he's Mr. Taken, so he's got the confidence going. So
he's happy to utilize his services to pimp other people out.
He was working the room.
I've got the skills.
Yeah,
I've got the motion.
So run us through it. Friday night.
God, where
do
we start?
You had a venue in mind and you'd planned to meet. What happened?
Well,
Tanya was late. First of all, because she wanted to stay back at home and watch the football.
Hey, they won by a point, so it was well worth it. Anyway, so we got to the venue eventually after a few
very nail biting moments, going over speed bumps.
Yes, with no suspension, and we got to the venue and we were on the balcony, and then all of a sudden, I think we were kind of, I was trapped on the balcony because there were a lot of girls from my past sitting on each side. So I couldn't actually get off the balcony.
You had
to run. We were trapped. And then we eventually went in and danced and we bumped into a friend of mine, Susan and Pascal.
Oh, yes, Pasquale.
Pasquale, as I called him. And we danced with them. And by the end of the night, they'd made friends with these Irish girls. And after the event, we ended up heading downstairs into the street and chatting with the Irish girls, having some lemonades. And, they were really interesting and we're probably going to hang out with them again. So we made some friends. I wouldn't say I picked up.
It's a good start, though.
Yeah, it's a good start. And actually, one of the girls was really interesting. Her job was to film people while they skydive. So she skydives as her job and films people skydiving.
I don't think I'd want to be doing that as a job.
Neither would I, but that's pretty cool.
You can take that job.
So, yeah, we met some people and,
But, hey, that sort of comes back, you talking about you've made some friends.
Yeah.
Friends of friends. Remember we were talking about the other week how to meet other people through friends of friends.
Yes.
And also, if you want to start a relationship with someone, sometimes the best way is to start off as friends. There's no pressure.
Exactly.
No pressure.
Exactly. And it's indirect. So it's just easier and it's just a lot smoother. And you're not just going for the gold straight away. So,
all right. So we won't count that one as a fail. We'll count that as a positive beginning.
I did fail because I didn't pick up. But... it's a beginning.
And do we have any... I feel like I've missed out. I missed out on the evening. Do we have any sound bites?
We do, which we may share with our listeners a little bit further in on the show.
Ooh, okay. I've been bumped
the second segment.
You've been bumped.
I've been waiting for that one with bated breath. So what else happened, people, in the week that was?
John, what was your take? You're in a lesbian bar and pretty much...
I was a bit scared, I must say. And I didn't feel... When you go... when it's the other way... when the shoe is on the other foot and you bring, say, you know, your lesbian mates or your straight mates to the bar, now I know how they would feel, I suppose, going to these venues, because I kind of felt like the minority there.
Yeah. Well, I think for weeks, there weren't that many girls there, but I think for weeks Michelle's been looking at me going, why aren't you getting on more dates and getting out there? And I think after the fail of Wednesday where there were no women there, I think, and Friday where I didn't pick up, I think she's starting to realise how hard it is to be a girl that likes girls.
I must say, Tanya, there were a couple of things on the evening that I'd like to just call you out on.
Okay.
The first one was that we had to go back to your car twice.
Well, I forgot my wallet, so if you want to pay for me, that's fine, John.
John was being a tight ass. John pays for no one.
And I'm not going to apologise for making sure I locked the car properly.
Yeah.
Paranoia. You had forgotten.
No, you know when you pop the button on the thing?
Yeah. Yeah. So you had to go back.
And it's St Kilda, so, you know.
You would have come back and your car would not have been there. Look, that's fair enough. Yeah,
so that was pretty much that.
Lesson learned. Be more organised next time, though.
Yeah, you know, I hadn't been to a girl bar in a while, so I had to sort of get comfortable. Oh, and there was a girl there that I knew, and I couldn't remember how I knew her. I eventually went up and spoke to her, and I realised she was the door girl at a popular Paran nightclub and that you've probably been to.
Actually, I'm quite rapt that you actually went up and spoke to her. Whoa.
And she said, I said to her, put my foot in it. I said, oh, how's your fiance? And she said, oh, we broke up. And
did you take that as an opportunity?
No, I'm not interested. No. And she said, it's okay. I'm out tonight. I'm out tomorrow night. Single life. Yeah.
Good on her.
That's what the name of the show is.
We love that positivity. Yeah. We love people that harbour on about the single life. See, I'm all for being single.
Yeah, Michelle's
right now. I'm pro-single.
She's a big advocate. Yeah. She's got the confidence. She doesn't need anyone.
I don't get out there. That's probably my problem. That's why I'm single, which is quite awkward.
But you're happy.
Yeah, I'm happy being single, which is good.
But you do go out and...
Have a good time.
Have some fun.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Well, you've been listening to The Single Life while we've been catching up with John and Tanya about the week that was. What fun. What fun they had.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're chatting with Tanya and John about the week that was.
Hola.
That makes it sound like it was really pumping.
Well, I think it might have been. So we've just had an SMS an SMS in from Harry, who says, well done, Tanya, on finally getting out there and giving it a go. Even though it was a part fail, it's not as bad as many of John's fails. Oh. And look where John is now.
Burn.
Ooh. Burn again.
Look, he made it sound like it's the first time I've ever been out there.
is it?
No, I'm just shy. And that's what we were talking about last week, courage. Mm. And Michelle's advice was just get out there and do it. Just stop sitting around.
Stop talking and move on.
Michelle would make a great psychologist. If someone said, I'm afraid of spiders, Michelle would say, just go and grab a spider.
Just go and eat one.
Don't worry about it.
So, last week's show was about courage and overcoming shyness. So I'd really love to hear some clips from your night out to see if it was pumping.
It's gripping.
Oh. Well, let's just, I'm just going to skip forward through some of our clips and let's just go to, like, we'll ignore the ones about where Tanya left her keys in the car because that was somewhat annoying. And let's just.
I didn't leave my keys in the car.
And let's just hear from the point that we get into the bar.
So, here we are at the Prince of Wales, and we've just settled down out into the outside, what would you call this?
Smoking area, probably.
Smoking area.
Yeah. And we're trying to work out a strategy to coral, as John would say.
Coral. Coral.
But we need emergency procedures. Like, if something goes wrong, we can't just jump over the balcony because that would be messy. So we need something, a secret signal in case you accidentally wingman somebody who I am not attracted to. So we need to uncorral.
Yeah, so we need an abort procedure.
Okay, abort procedure. Perhaps this doesn't really work on radio, but is that too obvious?
So waving your hands around furiously,
yeah.
I don't know, seems kind of obvious.
Okay, all right, I'll work on it. But no winking, that's just obnoxious. All right?
I've been doing that.
I know, that's why I put the warning in.
No winking, all right.
All right, we'll check in later.
Okay.
I've got a bit of feedback on that.
What is your feedback on that?
You haven't even got out there and spoke to anyone. You're already talking about an abort procedure. No wonder you're single.
I plan it.
You're planning to get out of a situation before you're even in it.
She was literally trying to figure out if jumping over the balcony would be life-threatening or not.
Have you got a fear of talking to people? Really?
No. I think, I don't know, Michelle, you have to understand it's a small community, the girl community, and there's a lot of places you can't look. You don't want to make eye contact with certain people.
That's why I talk to you. You don't want to make eye contact or speak to anyone.
I do.
I just want to lock you up in a cupboard and just keep you there so you can play on your phone apps. Like,
no,
really?
No. Look, there were a couple of girls that were nice, and John actually spotted one and did good work, actually.
Oh, John.
Yeah. Yep.
Good for something.
I was all over the wingman.
However, he didn't complete the wingmanning and actually go and talk to her. So, yeah, that was a fail.
He found her out, but just didn't help you with the speaking part. Okay.
And I must say that Brenda is definitely off the cards when out of the bar.
Why is that,
What's
John?
Brenda?
Brenda, like the
female grinder.
Okay.
The grinder. Yep. I think that needs to be off the cards.
Oh, totally.
If you're out to meet people, then you need to be out there and meet people.
I beg to differ.
No, I don't.
But that sound means it's time for
Celebrity Pop Quiz. No, we've just had a message in from...
we've just had a text in from Susan, who was one of my friends at the bar on Friday.
Mm-hmm. What does Susan have to say for herself? Did she help? Did she help the situation or hinder it?
No, Susan was actually a good wingman, wasn't she, John? Susan.
Yeah, she wasn't bad, actually.
Susan's one of those girls where people just come up and they just want to hang and just want to chat to her because she's got a cool hairstyle and, you know,
really?
She's got some charm.
No?
She might. I don't know. But, you know, she's definitely out there, and Pascal as well. So, you know, we'll see. We can see how we all went in part two
of our sound clip.
God, we've got more of this train wreck.
We actually do have more. So let's just hear it.
So here we are out in the smoking area again. We can't actually talk inside because it's way too loud. And I think we're slowly chipping away at Tanya. And she's starting to feel a bit more friendly. She's got a big smile on her face. Tanya, what's going on?
Well,
sorry, is that too close?
A little bit. The people don't want to hear me buzzing.
No, I'm checking your levels. You're right.
Okay, cool. So anyway, a little bit intimidating with the phone in my face. But at the moment, there's some possible, I don't know what you call them, suspects, potential hookups, whatever you want to call it. But I haven't actually done anything yet. So I'm just becoming more comfortable in the scenery, and my friends at this point have more chance of picking up than I do. So.
Oh yes, so you do have a couple of friends that we've met along the way. So hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Susan.
Nice to meet you. And hello.
Hi, my name's Pascal.
Hi Pascal. How are you?
I'm good.
It's Pascal, not Pasquale, as I said before.
Pascal.
Like the lolly, right?
Yeah, like the lolly.
Like the lollies, exactly.
He's delicious. Anyway, at the moment I've met more men maybe than women, I don't know. So we're going to try and turn that around in the second hour.
It's a lot of work, but I think we can make it.
I think we can do it. We'll check back in if I actually make some eye contact or something later on.
Signing out.
God. The other thing I liked about that clip was Pascal. He sounds delicious.
Yeah, he's got the most charming mixed accent. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm sorry. I'll apologise. The second clip was pretty much the same as the first clip. Mm. We hadn't got
repeat.
Anywhere.
Yeah, just as you said, hadn't got anywhere. Yeah, mm-hmm, we're here.
It just took a while for Tanya to get warmed up to the situation.
Yeah.
It seems like every situation though. I'm not meant to be rude or hop on about it, but it's repeat. Come on.
I don't have your confidence, Michelle.
All right, well, we need to go out on our date, as I promised.
Why do I feel like I'm going to come back broken? Not happier.
You probably won't come back, let's be honest.
Whoa, what do you got planned?
Mm. Oh.
One thing I did learn about our night out, or Tanya and my night out, was there's this funny thing about cap wearing that I learnt on the night. There's this bit of the night where people start wearing their caps backwards.
Yeah.
And it actually means something.
It's a lesbian thing.
What does it mean? Huh?
It just means you're ready for action because the cap peak is no longer in the way. So
you walk in not ready for action because the cap peak is...
Well, you don't want to go too hard too early and have a peak.
So what does it mean? Just take it off. Take it all off. Reveal all.
No, the hats are in now. So, John and I actually, we were both wearing our caps, and I was like, we don't want to be cap twins.
I think we should be cap twins.
And John was like, I'd be honoured to be your cap twin.
And Tanya's like, my beanie's in the back seat.
Yeah.
I should put my beanie on.
I've got a backup beanie in the car for these situations, but... Yeah.
I'm separating you two. You two are never going out again. It achieves nothing.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
nothing.
We danced.
Yeah, we did.
You
dance
on the podium. We got John on the podium.
Well, did you have fun at least?
Yeah. Well, I'd definitely
John doesn't
do it
sound
again.
Too happy.
We could say like 60% of the night was good.
I'd do it again.
would you?
Yeah, I'd do it again.
I love going to guy bars because I'm not intimidated or I don't feel nervous because I'm not interested in anyone.
But hang on, you went to a girl bar.
Yeah, so that's why.
So you want to go to a guy bar next?
Well, no, I'm just saying if I took John to a guy bar, then I'd be the relaxed one and John would be the one who's all sort of jittery. So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just, look, okay, I'm not good at picking up. All right. That's why
we've established.
That's why I'm on the internet.
That's what we've established. We'll need to think of other hints and tips to help you along the way.
Yeah. Text in.
Yeah, please do. SMS in 0427 joy 949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
I need all the help I can get.
She does. Just help us out. I'm almost SOS. Broken. I'm nearly given up. Yeah, not an SMS. It's an SOS. Help, guys, help. And you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9, where we're talking about Tanya and John's dating fails.
That makes it sound like John and I went on a date together. No.
And yeah,
Dating fails. We'll just make it all about you then.
No. Look, we went to a lesbian night, so that's
and
why.
And it just didn't happen. I want to hear the final clip of this train wreck. Are you sure?
Yeah, I don't know. You don't sound that enthusiastic about hearing the final clip from this train wreck.
They've all been the same. Same clip.
Hey, we're positive, all right?
Have we got someone different? Pascal this time? Play it for me, people. Play it.
So, Tanya, now is the end of the night. How do you think things went?
Well, considering there was no picking up of any kind, I would probably call it a fail. However, it's sort of there's a condition on this fail. It wasn't exactly packed, and half the people in that room are my friends, and I'm not hooking up with my friends. Love you guys, but it's not going to work. It's going to get weird. But yeah, look, it was a good night. There was a few girls and some nice girls to look at, but I think I'm like you, John. I need a bit more courage before I take the next step.
So it happened again. You knew everybody already.
Yeah, I knew half the room or three quarters of the room, so it was a good night to catch up with people, and it was their first night having a go at a gay bar, so it did pretty well considering it was a first night. Just not exactly the picking up atmosphere where it's like packed and, you know, everyone's hooking up.
Okay, so we might need to try something else then.
Yeah, might need to try another venue, and you know, I never said I was a one-hit wonder or I get it right first go, so I'm gonna keep the faith, all right?
You heard it first. Signing out.
Cheers. See ya.
Okay.
That's good.
Can I just apologise for yelling? Because, one, it was loud and I thought I had to yell. Mm-hmm. So I didn't realise how loud it was. And then, two, I had the phone right in my eyeball. So that's why John just wouldn't back off.
John just doesn't know how to back off.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever thought about moving, Tanya? You seem to know everyone in Melbourne. No. So that could be the next possibility.
The same people go out all the time. And if you do see someone you don't know, it's like, oh, my God. It's like, you know, a ghost or something.
You did do that a few times. You went, who is that
person?
Yeah,
I don't know that person. That's
who is
good.
That?
And that's good.
Yeah, but it's not good that you didn't speak to them and go and find out who they were.
That's the
next step in the process we'll need to work
that,
on.
But shy people, there's nothing you can do.
I'm going to take you out. I'm going to knock that shyness out of you, girl.
Well, next time let's choose a better venue than the Sausage Fest.
Well, I've got no idea about this. Like, I'm coming from another planet, mate. I don't know where to go.
All right, how about I pick the venue and then you actually come along?
Oh, double date.
I don't know about this. You picked the last venue, Tanya, and you were clearly averse to getting there.
It was more successful than the Sausage Fest. There are actually women there, so
true.
I was quite happy with the Sausage Fest in my platter.
I'm sure
so
you were.
We've had a few SMSs in. So the first one is, "Go Tanya, you have better luck than me. I definitely have been hit on by guys more than girls. Unfortunately, the last time the guy had the creepiest pickup line I've ever heard, Megan."
Yeah, that's a bit of a worry that I had better luck with her than her, and I didn't actually meet anyone. But I totally agree, because the funniest thing is when I look the most like a stereotypical lesbian, when I'm wearing a beanie or a flannel or whatever, I get hit on by men, not women. And it's so frustrating, to the point where once I yelled at a guy, like, as in, "What are you doing? You're hitting on a lesbian. It's pretty obvious. Leave me alone. This is breaking my spirit." And I lost it.
But what did he say? Do you want a drink?
he just probably walked off. But yeah, I once yelled at a poor, I think it was like, I think a Chinese man wandered in off the street.
God.
No, he wandered in off the street, and I don't think he knew he was in a gay bar. So he just walked up to me and said hi, and I just had enough of it.
Yelled
the poor guy
the
scurried
guy
out.
Just wanted a drink.
He scurried out.
Oh, God.
And I feel bad, but you know what? It's frustrating. Why can't a woman hit on me?
Do you know what? I think you and Megan.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Megan.
Megan,
post some photos on the Single Life page and we'll.
I think
we'll
we've got one.
She has already.
Oh, yeah, she has. Okay. We'll show you later.
All right. Okay.
But I think if I put you and Megan together, you would both frustrate me. Like if you both were each other's wing person, you'd both just frustrate me.
Really?
You'd be in the corner.
No, I'm actually, as we've spoken about this, I'm a good wingman because I can fix up anyone but myself. So I could take John out or even Michelle. I could fix Michelle.
Oh, here
we go. I'm a kept man. I don't need wingman.
Well, right. Yeah, well, whatever, John. You know, we've moved on. But, okay, so we've got another SMS from Nick. Says, one word, Tanya, volume. Practice talking to anyone you can find, even remotely attractive, anytime the opportunity presents itself. Even if it's nothing more than a 10-second chat about the weather, it will help build your confidence in approaching people.
All right, well,
snap. Okay. I love this person.
I apologize for the volume, and it's possibly because John didn't edit the clip so that we couldn't reduce me to a safe volume.
No, I think he's talking about volume as in talk to as many people as you can.
Oh, okay. So
the more the merrier.
When I was in sales, that was called law of averages. So the more people you talk to, the more chance of success.
Yeah, and I totally agree with it.
But it was too loud anyway.
Okay. Go back to the other volume.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I actually just want to touch on the whole hat thing for a minute.
We did have someone in the Joy Studios just stop by and ask us about the cap thing. And that's actually, for me, is quite interesting as well.
He said, is that real? I've never seen that before.
Referring to
the cap thing where everyone puts their cap backwards.
Yeah, it's a lesbian thing for sure. I don't think I've been to a straight club and seen lots of Bart Simpson impersonists, but
no, there's been none. I don't even think caps are allowed in straight clubs because they think that they have guns underneath them.
I think I just said impersonist and I meant impersonator, making up words. So yeah, there's a debate going on with the caps. Whether it's a curved peak, which is the traditional cap, or the new thing, which is snapbacks. Now, personally, John and I, we don't like the snapbacks.
Yes, we like and the curved peaks.
I maintain that it's because in the 80s, flat peak caps, they weren't even cool. Like, you were actually teased in the 80s if you didn't curve your peak. And now they're in, and it's just a bit weird that they're the popular thing now, and it was never attractive in the first place. So I'm staying with the curved peak, even though I'm an outcast in the lesbian clubs because they're all wearing the snapbacks. Debate, weigh in.
And
Michelle.
I also think that
curved or flat?
I like flat.
Oh.
Just to be different. Yeah, okay. Sorry. I like the curved on the men. But I like the
snapbacks. You like the snapbacks on your lesbians.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Michelle's getting down with the young people. That's okay.
Yeah, she is.
I am young. That's why I'm down with them.
So am I.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So we've decided we can't agree on the caps, but we can all agree that I failed quite miserably.
Well, that's another regular week. Another fail.
Next week we'll fail all over again.
No, that's okay, because I want to talk about another challenge that you had.
Oh, God.
The love letter. Now, did you fulfill that challenge?
I didn't want to do it, but I did fulfill it.
You did?
I did my homework, so I'm not going to get kicked off the Australian cricket team. So, that's a sport joke.
Okay. Me.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Whenever I picked caps.
Some cricket players didn't do their homework, and they were kicked off the team. Actual Australian professional cricketers.
Hang on. Do cricket players get homework?
Well, yeah, because they have to study the opposition and everything. And
Right. Okay.
And, you know. And, all right. And themselves and their own quality of performance. Anyway, back to dating. So I had to write a love letter to myself and I'm going to read it out.
Go for it.
And here we go. Dear Tan, I just want you to know that I've been fighting to let you go. Some days I make it through, but then there's nights that never end. I wish that I could believe that there's a day you'll come back to me. But still, I'd have to say that I would do it all again. Just want you to know. Love forever and always, Tan. Now.
Is there a PS or that's it?
No, but
I thought you were going to keep going.
I may or may not have stolen that from a Backstreet Boys song.
Oh, God.
But. Yeah, that was sort of
that's not really a letter to yourself. That's,
Did you steal that from a Backstreet Boys song?
I might have. I don't know if anyone's recognised that, but I wrote a real one, and the reason I avoided writing a real one is because it made me sick writing a real one.
Okay.
But
you did write a real one.
I did, and...
Okay, I don't want you to talk about that yet.
Okay.
Because I want us to think about and ponder for a moment what we'd write to ourselves.
John?
Mm-hmm.
What do you love about yourself?
No.
My pristine organisational skills.
Okay.
It's definitely a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
Michelle, what do you love about yourself?
My fun personality. Yeah.
Okay.
Totally.
Well.
What about you?
I struggled to come up with some material, but would you like me to...
Yeah, read away. Okay. Read away.
This is the real one. Dear Tan, your eyes are all right. That's my opening one. Big, blue, and long eyelashes make me swoon. You're in reasonable shape. This is weird. And the only way is up. You're also reasonably entertaining at times and brighten my day. I better go now because I think I'm going to be sick from all the nice stuff in this letter. Love forever and always. Tan. P.S. You are so awesome.
So I love it. It was a P.S. I can't speak right now. Oh, people, you've been listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
And welcome back to The Single Life on Joy 94.9.
Mm-hmm.
Had a few texts about my love letter.
Your eyes are all right, Tanya. Yeah. So is your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a few texts.
Had one from Susan, which Susan. Just says, oh, Tanya, ..
Lol. You know how I hate the lols, but, you know, we'll go with it.
Look, you got to understand how hard it is to write a love letter to yourself. Not, like I say, not only does it make you sick, but I had to worry. I could have left that letter on the Joy photocopier.
I know, that would have been embarrassing.
That was my worst fear, leaving it at the Joy photocopier.
Well, you know what I think we should all do? Get some courage and write ourselves a love letter.
Yeah.
Johnny?
I'm wondering if I should do that. That would be a good idea.
No, you're not wondering. I'm telling you to do it, basically.
Oh, so bossy.
Mate, homework. Oh, come on. Homework so time. All right, we're writing a love letter to ourselves, you and me, Johnny.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And we'll read it on air next week. Yeah. Tanya was so brave. To read hers. Yeah. I still can't get it over.
We should play
your eyes are all right.
I didn't want to be too arrogant and say, oh, your eyes are so awesome. That's why.
You are so amazing.
You know, you don't want to be too much of a narcissist. You got to be down to earth about this.
Yeah, but really, what are you really thinking? My eyes are freaking amazing.
No, I literally
my body? Oh, yeah, I've lost 4 kilos.
Yeah. 4.5.
Sorry, okay. Not to brag or anything.
I suppose it came down to other people's opinions. The thing that they comment on the most would be the eyes, so I went with that.
Okay.
Yep.
That's what other people think. Well, yeah. Megan also SMS'd in, and she said, if I could get to Melbourne, I'd be happy to try and wing or whatever.
Oh,
right. Wing or whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah, that's the whatever, oh, Megan. Right.
There you go.
Oh, that's a bit too much raunch for this show.
Keep it clean, Megan.
MDK, just for goodness sake, sit still in your chair. It's just, it's a little off-putting for the rest of us.
Well, not everyone out there who can't see. It's okay.
It's okay there. Well, Megan, if you ever do get to Melbourne... You know where we're at.
Oh,
Tuesday nights. We should get Megan in here one night.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Why not? Get some listeners in.
Yeah, perspective from another community.
Why not?
Yeah.
Now, what were you saying before about there are some lesbian nights out there, but you can't attend them?
No, I can attend them. But it's just we've got to get you and your busy social life. We've got to get you sorted so that you can come with us, Michelle.
Okay.
Because I get the feeling you've got the guts to walk up to any lesbian or bisexual and just... put the word out.
Oh yeah, why not? Yeah. I'll bring along a few friends.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, we'll get a group together.
It's almost a speed dating situation here.
Mm. Oh well.
That sounds fun.
Oh. I'm too nervous about setting up a speed dating situation because I can just imagine no one would be happy with the people that I picked in the room.
Or they'd all be my friends.
Yeah, probably. Like the date I tried to say, I can't even find you one person to go on a date with. How can I find a room full of people for you to speed date?
Look, we'll work on it.
It's not going to happen.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Well, if anyone wants to be part of a speed dating session,
yeah,
or give Tanya some advice, feel free to SMS 0427-JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au.
And, of course, you can also send us a message via our Facebook page, joy.org.au/singlelife, and scroll down to the Like Us on Facebook link.
Which I'm sure many people have because they love it.
Mm, there is quite a few likers
like
on
our
page.
Tanya loves her eyes.
Oh, we're not going to start on that now.
They are beautiful eyes though, Tanya. They're quite large,
thanks,
I would
John.
Say.
Anything to get you off the selfie track.
Mm. Yeah, trash talk.
Let's stick with that.
That's back on.
Yeah.
Well, we actually, during the week, we had a message from Tanya on our Facebook.
Another
saying,
Tanya?
Yeah, not. Yep. Well, yeah, we'll make that clear. Not the ringing Tanya.
I messaged
we
myself.
We do have more than one
Tanya. Message myself, then. Yeah.
You set up a...
Well, you wrote a love letter to yourself, so it does make kind of sense.
You set up a fake that Facebook.
That wasn't idea, John.
What's the thing when you set up a fake Facebook?
What do you mean?
Catfish.
That's when
you catfished us.
Pretend to be someone online.
Yeah, you catfished us.
Sorry about that.
No, so we did have another Tanya send us a message, which we were going to get to tonight, but we in the next 7 minutes we can't do it justice.
Mm. Yeah.
But how soon is it too soon to be exclusive, and what is an appropriate amount of time to date someone before having the talk? So we will get to that next week. So if anyone actually has any thoughts, comments, feedback on that one, you can send us a message on Facebook and we will be discussing that next week.
In depth.
Because that sounds like something fun.
It's time we got hard-hitting A Current Affair style.
I know, because I'll be honest, this guy becoming shyness thing with you, it's dragging on, mate.
You thought John was a hard task. Look out.
But John found it. I think John hooked up with Pete. Like, you know, season one. So we need a glory story for season two.
All right, well, I'll hold
glory
off.
Story.
I'll put my success off for you. And
Please do, because I'm not pulling through anytime soon.
Okay. Oh.
No.
Why don't we take Michelle out and do a bit of wingman?
I've been saying this all along.
No, you know what? I actually did. I am going on a date tomorrow.
What?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but the gentleman's 20 years older than me.
Whoa.
Yeah,
what?
Double whoa.
Yeah.
Hope he's not listening.
He's probably in bed. It's past his bedtime.
When did you meet this senior citizen friend?
And why 20 years?
Well, we were out Friday night while you were at your little soiree. I actually went to a soiree of my own.
Oh, the
Miss
model.
Universe.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to
Miss
talk
Universe.
More about that and get some photos.
Well,
up.
So we went to the event and... at 6 o'clock, and then we were told it didn't start to 7:30. Oh. So we went down the road to a dodgy little bar, and there was a whole lot of footy people there, footy crowd. So this old man comes up. I didn't say old man. Come on.
This gentleman
comes up, and he goes, "Excuse me, are you competing in the Miss World competition?"
Was he from the Northern Territory?
No.
Wow, good pickup line.
On a, God.
Good Aussie accent.
Oh,
there.
Sorry. And I said, "No, you know, haha, so funny of you." And he goes, "No, really, this lady was telling me her daughter's in, and I just thought you were too." And I was like, "No, it's sweet." Anyway,
what a
walked
line.
Away.
And he scored a
back,
date.
Had a bit of a conversation with him. Found him quite entertaining. I did see that there was a few people standing behind him who were about my age that were having a laugh.
Okay.
He gave me his business card. I walked away.
So you sussed him out and got references?
Well, I just put the business card in my wallet, but then he did come back again for round two and just said to my friends, "I'm going to marry this girl and make sure she calls me." I found him quite entertaining, so I sent him a text message a bit later on. We've had a couple of phone conversations and we're going out for lunch tomorrow.
That didn't freak you out that he said... Just met
no,
you.
I found it entertaining.
He just met you and said, "I'm
going
to marry this girl."
He told my five girlfriends that they're all going to be the bridesmaids. I had a bit of a laugh.
I cop so much flack for saying that after I've known someone for months, and this is the first night. So if it's okay for him to say it, I'm going to stick with it.
Why not?
Yeah,
I reckon it was just fun times. It was a bit of a laugh. I can see he would be a funny guy.
Yeah,
it won't go. Well, I can't say it won't go anywhere, but you know.
Yeah.
It'll be entertaining. Look, I may as well get myself out there. If I'm going to be single, I may as well have fun being single.
And do you think it's going to possibly go somewhere, or do you think it's just going to be some fun?
No, it'll just be a nice lunch tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll update you with the
a
rest
nice
of the week. So
hold off.
So I'll go on the day. I'll write myself a love letter. Look, so much love happening this week here.
Sounds like you don't need to write yourself one. He can write you one.
Why not? I'll actually bring in another letter that someone else, someone enough wrote to me once. A enough love letter enough. On the bus. It's another story.
Enough
on the bus.
That's a topic for another day.
I know. Well, we've covered quite a bit tonight.
Well, that is a good topic. Would you pick up on public transport? We'll look into that.
We'll delve into that one too.
I've always wanted to do that, but I suppose I can't now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're taken.
I've known people who've, done it at petrol stations, supermarkets, so the whole
The train, I've been picked up on the train.
Wow.
Yeah, 5 a.m. after a big night.
It's closing time. Yeah. There's nothing left.
What else is out there? I'm on my way home. Do you want to come home with me?
Why not? We're heading in the same direction.
Well, that's a nice point to end on tonight, as I'm about to go catch some public transport home.
Settle for anything.
We're up for anything, public transport. Well, it's been great chatting tonight. Tanya, your dating fails.
Sorry.
John, your attempt in helping Tanya along the way.
Well, I think the intention was there, but we just couldn't get it together by the end of
the
night.
That's the thing with me. The idea is always there.
Yeah, the good
theory.
Intention.
The theory's there. It's just the practice.
What do they say about good intentions, though? Something about good intentions don't move the world. I don't know.
I didn't move any world on Friday night.
I didn't move anyone's world.
No, there was no worlds to be moved.
Not even your own with that love letter.
That's right.
Well, thanks everyone for listening to The Single Life on Joy 94.9 for another week.
We just forgot the name of the show there.
Well, John isn't single anymore, so I was looking at him thinking, hang on, are we still on this show?
It's been a long night. It's as if we've been recording for 4 hours or
something. I know. We've spent so much time together becoming one big happy family.
We can't wait to get away from each other.
Well, we can't wait for next week, actually, when we all catch up once again on The Single Life Joy 94.9. We'll chat then.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.